Sunrise with Shona, Hot 102.7.
Good morning, beautiful people of God. I hope that you all had a wonderful Easter. And if you travelled, I hope that you're back home safely. If you're still on holiday, just enjoy. I had an extremely busy Easter, and Lloyd had two deaths in his extended family and friends. So Easter is, of course, a time when we remember Jesus' victory over sin and death, and deaths over Easter always stir up really deep emotion in me. Deep gratitude to God and Jesus. Gratitude that we are sure of eternal life because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. Somehow, over Easter, the emotions are more intense. Both the funerals were very moving, but I want to begin by sharing one thing that really struck home for me in the second funeral. The priest spoke to us twice about goodbyes. He said, some goodbyes are just goodbye, see you later. Or goodbye, see you tomorrow. Or goodbye, see you next week, or in the next holidays. But some goodbyes, such as with death, are goodbye, and I don't know when I will see you again. And he stressed how important it was for us to live then without regrets, to keep living, to spend time with family, to say what needs to be said, to live each day to the full. And I'm going to add, don't sweat the small stuff. We so often get hung up on things that ultimately don't matter, and in being right, we miss out on living life to the full. We call to follow the way of Jesus. Now, Richard Roy made a really interesting comment on following Jesus. He said that we worship Jesus instead of following him on his same path. He said we made Jesus into sheer religion instead of a journey towards union with God and everything else. And he goes on to say that this shift into a religion of belonging and believing means that we belong and believe instead of being transformed. And I believe that is what is required. We need to turn things on their head if we follow Jesus. Forgive those who hurt us. Let it go. Jesus did on the cross. He was beaten to within an inch of his life, 39 lashes because they knew 40 would kill him. Yet they wanted him alive to inflict maximum pain. And what does Jesus say? Forgive them, Father. This requires us to be transformed, and when we are, we become fully alive. I don't actually agree that we shouldn't worship Jesus. For me, it's both and. We need to worship Jesus and follow the way of Jesus, not just one or the other. So let's pick up now from the gospel reading of last week. I read from John verses 1 to 18 last week, and I'm going to read now from verse 19. Just to recap quickly, Jesus had just appeared to Mary in the garden, and she's run back to the disciples to tell them of her encounter. So we are told on the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you don't forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him about it. "We've seen the Lord," they said. But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas this time was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hand, reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas then said, "My Lord and my God," and Jesus said, "Because you've seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Isn't that beautiful? These are written that you may know in your heart of hearts that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. I'm going to unpack this reading in a moment, but first on the mighty Hot 102.7, I love you, Lord.
Sunrise with Shona, Hot 102.7.
I love you, Lord, on the mighty Hot 102.7. Good morning. I hope that you're all well. If you've just joined us, welcome. I'm looking at John 20 today, reading from verse 19. And we discover the disciples huddled together in a room with the doors locked. And I'm sure even the windows were closed because they were terrified of the Jewish leaders. They've just seen what was done to Jesus. If Jesus could be crucified, obviously so could they. If the Jewish leaders had such influence over the Roman authorities, What hope did they have? And they would have heard Mary's story and possibly not believed her. So they're hiding out together, supporting each other and probably praying. Still confused and in grief and hurting, and really confused now because Mary says that Jesus is resurrected. Suddenly, even though the doors are locked, Jesus appears to them. Now, when we remember doors are locked and someone suddenly appears, you can only imagine how they felt. And this person says, "Peace be with you." After saying this, he proves that it is him, Jesus. He shows them his hands and his side. And I can only imagine what joy and relief they must have felt. Here was Jesus standing among them. I'm sure their terror turned to extreme joy and hope. Maybe they thought, at last, we're safe again. I wonder how you or I would have felt if we had been in that room. We need to remember that they've just watched their teacher and friend, the person that they've witnessed performing amazing miracles for 3 years, been betrayed, handed over to Jewish authorities, whipped and spat on and crucified. They have probably heard Mary's account that she's seen him. Here you are behind locked doors, and suddenly Jesus says, "Peace be with you." And he says it twice. Again he says, "Peace be with you." Now this is a greeting we use every Sunday before we receive communion, and that peace is to say there's nothing between you and I that prevents us from coming to God's table to receive. But we need to remember that this peace is not the same peace as we find in this world. This is God's peace that passes all human understanding. It is a peace that goes deeper than anything we can imagine. It is a peace in the midst of chaos and adversity, feeling that deep peace no matter what is happening. This is the peace that Jesus is offering to them. And then, of course, he says, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And he breathes on them to say, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And I want to pause there for a moment because he says, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." They need that peace that passes all understanding. They need to go out in peace because they're going to face extreme adversity. They also need to go out in the power of the Holy Spirit in order to withstand the persecution they're going to feel. And then if he goes on to say, if you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you don't forgive them, they are not forgiven. And I'm always extremely uncomfortable with that. I think Jesus can forgive or choose not to forgive. But I believe that because we are forgiven, we have to forgive everyone else. And in other places, Jesus says, "Forgive people 77 times 7. Next, we encounter Thomas again, and I do think it's unfair to call him Doubting Thomas. He wasn't with those disciples when they were behind locked doors and Jesus appears, and when he hears what others have to say, he doesn't believe them. He says, "I need to see and feel those nail marks on Jesus' hands. Put my hand in Jesus' side." And the reason I say it's unfair is because if I put myself in Thomas's shoes, would I have believed without any evidence? He had seen what was done to Jesus. He had seen him die. He's seen him taken down off the cross. And now he's asked to believe that others have seen him alive. I really do not think that many of us would have accepted that without proof. And so in asking for proof, I think that we do misjudge Thomas. Because actually, it is hard to believe that someone who's been beaten to within an inch of his life and then killed on the cross has risen again, because Thomas didn't understand the scripture. But I think for us, what we need to take from this is that God is so often a mystery, and we are called to believe without seeing, and we need to have that faith and not doubt God. And so here is Thomas, he's given the proof, but we need to make sure that we believe, because Jesus is God, and God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Coming up now on the Mighty Hot 1027, Majesty, Worship His Majesty.
Sunrise with Shona, Hot 1027.
Majesty, Worship His Majesty on the Mighty Hot 1027. You're listening to Reverend Shona from St. Mark's Anglican Church, and good morning to you if you've just joined us. This morning I've picked up in John's Gospel, reading from John chapter 20, verse 19, where Jesus visits his disciples as they huddle together behind locked doors, because of their very real fear of the Jewish leaders. Jesus has granted them his peace, he's breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit," and Thomas is very doubtful that this happened. Then a week later, Jesus again appears to his disciples, and again, even though the doors are locked, this time Thomas is present. Jesus says, "Peace be with you," and he goes straight to Thomas and shows Thomas his hands and his side. And he says to him, "Do not doubt, but believe." What I love about this is that Jesus does not reprimand Thomas, really. He meets Thomas where Thomas is at and allows him to see that he is indeed resurrected. So if you're going through a tough time, a hard time, struggling to feel God's presence, remember Thomas And I'm going to add Jesus' words, "Do not doubt, but believe." I think we all need to hear this. There's so much going on at the moment in the country and in the world that it's easy to move to doubt and fear. But we're called not to doubt, but to believe and trust in God and put our hope in God. Thomas then answers Jesus and says, "My Lord and my God." My Lord and my God. That's something we should be saying every day as we come to Jesus in prayer. And I believe it's important for us to state that out loud. Then Jesus says to him, "You have believed because you've seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet come to believe." Jesus is talking about you and I, and I think we should receive that blessing, and we truly are blessed. And then we are told, almost as a throwaway, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded. Just, you know, by the way, Jesus performed a few miracles here and there, did some amazing things, but we don't feel the need to record them for you. We just recorded this so that you, and the you they're talking about is you and I, could believe Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing him, we may have life in his name. And this for me is the core of the whole matter. Jesus is the Messiah, God's Son. Because he came and lived as one of us, died as one of us, and rose again, he shattered the chains of the evil one, and we inherit eternal life and have the privilege of living this life in the transforming power of God's Holy Spirit. We are never, ever alone. And it brings me back to where I started. We don't need to grieve as the world does with no hope. We have hope. Sure, we grieve. We grieve deeply. We miss our loved ones. That's normal and right. But we have the knowledge of eternal life. We are also never alone because our bodies are temples of God's Holy Spirit. And so we are called to not doubt, to trust, to obey, and have faith that no matter what we're going through, no matter what's happening around us, when we are open to God, we experience God's peace that passes all understanding. We have hope even when all seems dark and hopeless, if we worship Jesus and follow in Jesus' way. We are slowly transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit more and more into Jesus' likeness, and we experience life in all its fullness. If we forgive, we let go, we're truly able to live each day to the best and enjoy each day. If we want to look at the transformation, we need only look at the lives of those early disciples. I was reading the book of Acts and seeing how the disciples were transformed into mighty evangelists for God, who didn't fear persecution, but continued to preach God's word. And in Acts 4, we also told how they shared everything, and God's grace was on them, and no one lacked for anything. There was no need. In fact, we told great grace was on them. I'm going to look at grace another day, but for today, let us just be aware of the need for us to not doubt, but believe, to trust and obey, to have faith, to be people of hope even when all seems hopeless, and to live our lives in the power of the Holy Spirit, being open to the transforming power of God's Holy Spirit, and experience God's peace that passes all understanding deep within our being. To wrap up this morning, let your living water flow over my soul and glorify thy name. Thank you so much for listening. It's been great to be with you. I hope you have a wonderful Sunday and a good week. If you need to get hold of me, you can do so on shona@hot1027.co.za. God bless.
Sunrise with Shona, Hot 1027.